Hello and welcome to episode 54 of the AA Meeting. I am your host, Jamie Briggs, as always. Now, if you noticed, we didn't have an episode last week. I was meant to go in for surgery, so that's why I wasn't planning on doing it, but then I ended up getting sick, surgery got cancelled, so I'm back. I'm still a little bit sick, but we're here for a special episode. I'm not going to talk about the news this week, you know, screw the news, no one cares. Next Generation is upon us, and I have the PS4. It's finally been released in Australia. Got my console over the weekend, been playing it non-stop. I'm going to go through game by game, talk about the system itself, and yeah, hopefully you enjoy it. So let's start off with the first game I played on PS4, which was, strangely enough, Flower. Now, I enjoyed Flower. The first time I actually sat down and played it was with some friends. You know, it's kind of like a joke. They were just like, "Oh, we're a flower petal," or anything like that. But I was like, "This is actually pretty cool. This is interesting. This has a nice aesthetic to it. I want to download it. I want to try it." So I tried on PS3. I tried to go for 100% with the trophies. But the problem was the actual 6-axis in the PS3 wasn't that great. I found it was very difficult for a few of the trophies. Actually, one in particular. I had to go through a whole level without dying. And that was pretty hard on the actual PS3. Now, with PS4, we have the same, really, just quality gameplay mechanics. They are refined now with the PS4 controller, which still, you know, it's 6-axis based, but it is just more responsive. So, me using that, I was able to get the 100%, and it was a fun experience. Now, what makes it so great on the PS4 is not only because, you know, it's the same game which was already good in the first place, the visuals are crisper, they're brighter, they're really just stunning. And I would say, you know, it's free if you've purchased the game before on PS3 digitally. I don't know if you've bought the, I think it's Journey Collection, where Flower was in it. If you get this game free still, that I'm not 100% sure of, but it's a really great experience if you're looking to, you know, head back and play it, replay it again, which is what I did, and I really much enjoyed it. Next on my list of games that I have played, again, I went to another old PS3 game. Now, you might be thinking, you know, what, Jamie, why did you hop in and just play PS3 games? Well, when you play, you know, new PS4 games and everything, the first few days of the system, I just wanted to muck around. I didn't want to actually jump in and start reviewing stuff yet. I have now. But, so I jumped into Sound Shapes just to mess around, have a good time, and, you know, the visuals haven't had a massive jump. There's not much you can really do with Sound Shapes. It already looks really striking, as it is. The great music is there. What is really cool about it is it syncs up with your original save that you either had on Vita or PS3, so it means that you can get technically a third platinum. Now, I was actually playing Sound Shapes a couple of weeks ago because I was looking to try and get that platinum. Now, the Vita syncing works great. That syncs up no problem, so does the PS4. But at the moment, the PS3 version is almost unsyncable. There's either network errors or sign-in issues or cloud sync failed. So trying to get that third platinum, if you were to get every single trophy, is difficult. Simply because it's a technical problem. Now, I'm not sure if Queasy Games or Santa... Was it Santa Monica? I think they were behind it too. I could be wrong, but I think they were. I'm not sure if they're going back in to fix it. I really hope they do, because I think that's kind of disappointing. Because I got it to work the other day with some... I think it was a couple of the Death Mode trophies that I had picked up on my Vita. But it's an issue. It needs to be addressed, and especially with the PS4 launch, people are going to be playing this, and they're going to be grabbing it, and they're going to be going for the platinum. So hopefully they get on top of that very, very soon. Now, I want to talk about the third game I have been playing, which is a Resogun. Absolutely amazing. Like, this was probably my most anticipated title going into the PS4, and I'm impressed with it. Very much so. I first encountered Super Stardust on Vita when it launched Super Stardust Delta on the Vita. I think it was last year the Vita came out. So that was my basic go-to title. I was on that for months. just getting high scores. I 100%ed it. It's just an excellent game. Great visuals, great music, and it was just really challenging, but never challenging to the fact that it felt unfair. It felt like if I screwed up, that was on me, and that's why I died. Resogun has that same feeling, but the thing is, they've changed it. Instead of a globular view, where you have all around you, you can try and defend yourself, dodge in and out of enemies, it's now on a cylinder, a vertical cylinder, so basically you can only shoot forwards and backwards. There's one ship called the Nemesis, which has, once upgraded, a little bit of a seeker on its bullets, but aside from that, you basically are, you know, you're vulnerable on your top and your bottom, and that 50% of vulnerability just has this whole sense of, I'm in danger 24/7. And you are. This game will pulverize you if you don't play to strategies. You need to really use your boosts, you need to dodge very well, and you need to think ahead. You need to think, oh, okay, alright, so at this part of this level, these enemies are going to appear. I should boost around, try and give myself some space behind me so then I can try and, you know, basically corral these enemies into one spot so you can take them down easier. If you sit there and allow yourself to get just overwhelmed around you, you will die, and you will die constantly. And it's, I've played over 12 hours, maybe, I think around the 15 mark, and I'm surprised how much frustration I've had, yet I still am going back. I really have found this title to be addictive. Even when I'm like, okay, it's time to go play something else, I can't rip myself away from it. And I've just written up my review, it's not posted yet, you will be able to read it later today, but, you know, it's getting a very high score. There's a few issues. I think the boss fights are kind of just formulaic. I think they're kind of boring. They're fairly basic, like, even the actual design of the boss fights themselves, the bosses, just fairly bland. Like, every enemy seems to have this really striking color palette, really just colorful, vibrant, and when you destroy enemies, they blow up into pixels, and, you know, these pixels make a brilliant visual display. But the problem is, with the boss enemies, most of them are just kind of bland gray circles or cubes or something along those lines, and the final boss is basically just a big clump of these gray just pixels, and it's not that visually striking at all. They're fairly unmemorable, and in comparison to Super Stardust, those bosses I still remember. You know, they were challenging for their own right, but they were also unique. And these just sort of feel like, especially the first two bosses, feel very similar. The two bosses after that are fairly just, you know, fly in one direction and shoot. And that's basically what these bosses end up turning into, which is kind of disappointing. The only other problem I had was with multiplayer. The multiplayer aspect is fun. It's a great idea. I feel like there were some aspects that have been missed out, though. Like, there's such a score-driven focus on Resogun, and during multiplayer, if I'm playing with someone else, you can't see their score, and, you know, I think if there was this sort of competitive element added, that I think there would be more stuff on the line, because at the moment, you're playing, and you're just like, okay, it doesn't really matter what happens, you know, my score's not going to be higher, because the other player's taking it off you. So you can't really get huge scores with a teammate. So it would make more sense if there was some way to compare your scores with the person you're playing against. And I think we just add more of a dynamic. You know, you can't kill each other or like try to steal kills, really. But it would just really prove who is the better player at the end. Sort of like Mario, without the trying to kill yourself and trying to kill your opponents. It's basically just like, okay, who was the best player at that stage? You were. Alright, let's see who can keep that going for the rest of the arcade mode. And, you know, if someone dies a lot, then they're going to get their score up. So it kind of rewards the player that is doing the most damage. And I think that's a feature that they really, that Housemarque have kind of missed out there. But aside from that, like, this is definitely one of the best. Like I said, I've only played four PS4 titles so far, but this is definitely probably my favourite so far, to be honest. The fourth title is Assassin's Creed 4 Black Flag. Now, I can't talk about this game too much, simply because I am reviewing it, and the fact that I've only played maybe about 7 hours of it. I was intrigued by the real-life storyline that's outside the Animus. I barely touched on it, but what I first have seen, I'm actually really interested in. Edward Kenway's storyline, again, very interesting so far. I'm hoping that it continues that way. And I won't lie, the gameplay still has some issues. Like, you'll constantly be running up walls when you don't want to, and kind of just get stuck on things when you just want to sprint through a crowd or something along those lines. You'll start jumping up a step or something along that. And there's really just nothing more you can say about that. You know, they've had plenty of years to refine it, but they still can't. So I don't know if that will ever be fixed, to be honest. From there, I got my ship near the end of my last PlayStation, and that was probably my favourite aspect. I thought the sailing in 3 got kind of old after a while, but so far, like, just sailing through the ocean, going to random islands, you know, taking out forts, finding buried treasure, while the visuals are just stunning, it's also just a really atmospheric moment when your whole ship just starts singing sea shanties, and you've got this real just extended look at the ocean, and you can take down ships whenever you want. It's really great. I really enjoy that aspect. And the maps are impressively big. Of course, it's mostly water, but sailing around is going to take some time, so I'm looking forward to jumping into that a little bit more. Now, on to the actual PlayStation 4 console itself. I'm really impressed. I'm impressed with the PlayStation 4 controller. I tried going back to the PS3 controller quickly today, and it just doesn't feel right. The extended handles on the PlayStation 4 controller just feel great. They just form to your hands. I find the analog sticks a little bit of the nuisance. The actual concave aspects doesn't feel as great as the Xbox 360 controller. With that, you had this sort of slight dip, and there was no really just protruding areas, but here there's like a big just circle protruding, and if you actually put your fingers in the right spot, that can end up becoming pretty painful if you're having a good game session. The user interface itself, I'm quite liking it. I think it's a little jumbled at the moment. I think it will get confusing when there's a lot of more games. Like, I have maybe 7 or 8 downloaded at the moment, and it's a little bit of an issue trying to get around. I'm loving the party chat. I was surprised at how much I'm using it. You know, I'm off playing Resogun, someone else is playing COD, I can just chat to them and it's fine. I like the ability that you can now record messages and send them off, which is what I always used to do on my 360. The PlayStation Store works perfect. It's fast, fluid, no more lagging, still looks beautiful, and I still stick by it. I think the store does look good, I just think it had issues on PS3. But aside from that, the only other problem I've had really is when you go to download, you can't actually pause your downloads, which is really odd. So if you go to download a couple of things, you know, with PS3, they used to download one at a time. Here, you have a clump of 3 or 4 going, and you can't do anything about it unless you delete them, which sadly I had to do a couple of times because I didn't expect so many to start, and I couldn't find a pause option. I think it's a little odd. Every time the controller goes off, you have to log back in. It's a simple click, but still, it is a little bit of an effort. But aside from that, trophies sync up faster. The real name requests are a really cool feature. I like that. I like the fact that now I have my Facebook image as my display photo, so if you want, if I have you as a real name, you can see what I look like. And the streaming aspects work impressively. It's simple to set up with Twitch, and on my own, it was working pretty much fine. When I played with the second player on Resogun, there were some issues. It dropped out a couple of times, but I don't know if I can attest to that being my internet or the PS4's fault. But aside from that, you know, sharing videos is kind of pointless at the moment. Like, I don't want to clump my Facebook up with all these videos, and I personally just, you know, would rather put them straight to YouTube, so I'm going to hold out for that, and hopefully they get some sort of YouTube partnership for that. But everything else is just really smooth, it's really easy, it's sleek, it's... The console itself is so tiny, I was impressed at how small it is for a first iteration of a console. And yeah, I'm really much enjoying my purchase. I have a big list of games I want to play after Assassin's Creed, like DC Universe, War Thunder, Warframe, Escape Plan, Contrast Still, Killzone. There's a lot of stuff here. Like, if you're really wanting to just continue to play your PS4, there is a lot of games here. Especially the fact I still want to play, I still want to buy Lego Marvel Super Heroes, FIFA, COD, NBA. There's a lot of stuff there. Especially if you got the cash. Like, it is disappointing as a backwards compatibility, and you know, PlayStation Plus, the fact that if you want to play multiplayer, you need that. You do get some games with it there, and you know, you're going to continue to get more over the coming months. You know, who knows, with January, we might get some other game put up, you know, a decent one, or maybe one of the smaller titles. So there's a lot there. Really, I'm really impressed. So this is me giving a thumbs up to the console right now. I'm enjoying it immensely. So that was a PlayStation 4 special. I hope you have enjoyed my thoughts on the PS4. If you want to find out more thoughts, follow me on Twitter at JamieAA. I've been posting all about everything about PS4 lately, and I will continue to do so. You can also follow Analog Addiction on Twitter at Analog Addiction, and of course on YouTube you can follow me personally, Jamie_Rock50, and Analog Addiction Video for Analog Addiction. Alongside that, I'm now on Twitch. I have an impressive one follower. So if you want to follow me, search JamieX66 on Twitch. You'll be able to find me, and hopefully I'll be doing some streaming of Assassin's Creed 4 later today, and maybe some other games in the future. Hop over to the Facebook. We've almost got 100 members in the group. A lot of good conversations happening there. You can find that simply by going to the Analog Addiction Facebook page. We've hit 500 likes. Massive thank you everyone for doing that. It took us a while, but we got there, and hopefully we continue to strive. Now, upcoming stuff. We have our FIFA 14 Next Generation review up. Knack review is coming. Killzone review is coming. Call of Duty review is coming. Assassin's Creed 4 review for me will be coming soon. I also plan to do another feature. I plan to do a Titanfall feature soonish. But I'm also planning to hopefully do some DC Universe Online review as well as Warframe. So there is a lot going on. There's going to be a lot of pieces coming up on Analog Addiction soon. Not to mention Game of the Year voting and nominating just started. So hopefully by the end of December, you will get to know who has won Analog Addiction's second Game of the Year. So thank you very much for joining me. Long show. Hope you enjoyed it, and enjoy your Xbox One or PlayStation 4 console. All in all, gaming is very bright at the moment, and there is tons out there, so make sure you enjoy yourself. Now, I would love to have your appearance at the next AA meeting.